40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Anti-abortion protesters have been outside the Supreme Court with a ruling on the availability of a popular abortion bill expected within the next 6 hours. It comes 2 weeks after a Texas judge disallowed FDA approval, despite the fact that that pill's been available for 2 decades. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
The justices like for these issues to proceed in the normal process, and that would be to let the lower courts examine it and look at the record, and then they have all the arguments that are more fully developed. So then when it comes to the Supreme Court, which I suspect it will down the road, then they've got a really complete record.
New Mexico prosecutors have dropped charges against actor Alec Baldwin for fatal movie set shooting.
The involuntary manslaughter charge against actor Alec Baldwin was officially dismissed. Still facing charges, however, is the film's weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed. Lawyers held a status hearing online. Prosecutor Carrie Morrissey.
Having dismissed the charges currently against Mr. Baldwin, we want to get some guidance.
The case against Gutierrez-Reed will proceed. Her trial right now is set for August, and prosecutors have held out the possibility that they could refile charges against Baldwin. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The battle between Sudanese military factions has made that country more dangerous by the hour. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says don't expect a mass evacuation of Americans there.
Due to the uncertain security situation in Khartoum and the closure of the airport, it's currently not safe to undertake a U.S. government-coordinated evac.
The military is standing by to evacuate diplomatic personnel. Here in Florida, Republican lawmakers are outlawing what they call a woke agenda at public colleges and universities. Thousands of students walked out of classes today to protest. CBS's Christiane Benavides.
There is a right and there is a wrong, and right now the state of Florida is wrong.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' proposal includes eliminating diversity programs, banning gender studies majors, and weakening tenure protection for professors.
Four Detroit Lions and one Washington Commanders player been suspended for violating the NFL's gambling policy. Retired player John Jansen says they should have known better.
Every team, year in, year out, multiple times a year, talks about the risk and the penalties that you face if you gamble on football.
Detroit's Quintez Cephas, C.J. Moore, and Washington's Shaka Toney are out for the season. Stanley Berryhill and Jamison Williams of the Lions each lose the first 6 games of the season. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/...
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. It's a new record low for unemployment in Wisconsin. The state's jobless rate fell to 2.5% last month. That's down from 2.7% in February. The Department of Workforce Development says only 76,000 people in Wisconsin are officially unemployed. The national jobless rate in March was 3.5%. Only 7 other states spend less for each student than Wisconsin spends on its state universities. That's according to a new report by the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. On the other hand, Wisconsin is in the top 5 when it comes to funding 2-year colleges. Lawmakers working on the state budget will decide in a few weeks how much money to spend on Wisconsin's higher education systems. In sports, the Brewers host Boston tonight. Freddie Peralta starts for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at WAUK. Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
NaturalLawn.com to make your lawn envy worthy.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut any cut deeper.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, Wendy. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Right on. Hey, some breaking news. The court preserves access to the abortion pill for now. Mm-hmm. And it says for now, but the Supreme Court on Friday preserved women's access to a drug used in most common method of abortion, rejecting lower court restrictions while a lawsuit continues. That's pretty good news.
Yes, it is. I hope it stands.
Right. And then our state senator, we're going to have Mary Kunish on, and the state senate okays conversion therapy ban. That's good.
Yes, I know, but I can't even believe it's a thing, and yeah. We have to do it. Like, why is that even a thing?
Exactly. Well, we got kind of a political show going on, and I know, Wendy, we talk a little political about our sacred animals, and we might just have a little update about the cage across the street. I don't know what you're going to talk about, but we're going to have State Senator Mary Kunish on, mm-hmm. and then also we're going to rebroadcast Lieutenant Governor's update that she gave us earlier this week.
That's great. Yeah.
So without any further ado, why don't we listen to our Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan.
Anine, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and I'm joining Native Roots Radio with an update from the Walz Flanagan administration. One of the best parts of my job is getting to meet people across the state and their communities and talk about the issues that matter most to our families and neighbors. And one issue that I hear about every single place I go is childcare. Over the past month, I've had the opportunity to visit with childcare providers, parents, and business leaders in places like Fergus Falls, St. Cloud, and Lake Elmo to hear more about what we can do to support children and families, as well as the economic vitality and future of communities in every part of the state. The governor and I know that both as parents and from years of talking to Minnesotans, that investments in childcare are investments in our workforce, education, health, safety, and the future of our state. It's our mission to make Minnesota the best state in the country to raise a family. But frankly, it's impossible to achieve this goal without investing in childcare. I often say the biggest pay raise I ever received was when my daughter started kindergarten, but it doesn't have to be this way. We can make these investments. We can increase accessibility and lower costs for families. We can support our providers and ensure they make the wages that they deserve. And we know that those first 5 years of life, the first 1,000 days, are critical for child development. We have an opportunity to make a truly transformational investment in our children's lives. Our budget expands access to early learning and makes crucial investments in childcare accessibility and affordability. Under our proposal, if your household makes less than $200,000 per year and you have two kids under five, you could get up to $8,000 back for your childcare expenses. Our proposal also includes investments in a mixed delivery system that creates and sustains childcare slots where they're needed most, including Greater Minnesota. And we propose investments in our providers to ensure that we can continue to recruit and retain outstanding folks to care for our children. The investments we make this legislative session will resonate for generations. We can get this done. And I'm so grateful for the people that we've met who shared their stories. And I have to say that, you know, as Indigenous people, we know how crucial caring for our children can be. And so these investments help us to do that in a more intentional and more loving way, so that the community as a whole can thrive and that we can raise our children in our village together. It's hard to believe that Governor Walz and I are 100 days into our second term. We've made historic strides in the first 100 days to improve the lives of so many Minnesotans, but we are not done yet. The progress that we've made so far has granted freedom and rights to Minnesotans who've been forgotten for far too long. From restoring voting rights to increasing access to driver's licenses for undocumented Minnesotans, to protecting reproductive freedom and gender-affirming care, and providing free breakfast and lunch to every kid in school, this has been a historic 100 days, and I'm especially proud of the work to strengthen the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act. On March 16th, Governor Walz signed a bill into law strengthening child welfare protections for Native American children and families. This bill affirms the authority of all federally recognized Indian tribes to handle the cases of Indian child custody and child placement proceedings, and requires social workers to make active efforts to preserve family unity. Through the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act, our children's rights and access to their own culture, language, and identity and family will have another layer of protection beyond the federal Indian Child Welfare Act here in Minnesota. Through our work, we want Minnesotans to know that we care about them, we care about their children, and I have to lift up the incredible work of the Native Caucus on the Minnesota Indian Family Preservation Act, Representative Keeler and Senator Kunesh, along with Representative Kozlowski and Representative Becker Finn, had incredible conversations and hearings talking about the need of family unification and making sure that our children stay in their communities. It's powerful work, and I'm so glad that regardless of what the Supreme Court does with ICWA, our children here in Minnesota will be protected. Through our work, the governor and I want Minnesotans to know that the Capitol is the people's house and every people's house, and we fight to improve the life of every Minnesotan. There's so much to do, and I'm excited to get back to work in the final 6 weeks of the legislative session. Make sure that your senators, representatives in our office hear from you about the things that you care about and the investments you want us to make here in the last 6 weeks. Chiminguetch, Pina Gigi, and back to you.
Wow, Wendy, just fabulous to hear the Lieutenant Governor, your thoughts.
Yeah, a lot of good work, a lot of good movement. And it's really something that this time in our Capitol, we have a Democrat majority House and a Democrat majority Senate. So we're going to get stuff done. There's not going to be all these roadblocks in the way in getting this important work done. So I'm excited.
As the Gen Zer, Zoe, are you excited?
Yeah, definitely. I think the American Indian Family Preservation Act, I was just so happy to see that go through because, you know, it was being really threatened in this country. And so it just feels good knowing that in Minnesota, we have some extra protection. And especially when it comes to like reproductive justice too, I'm seeing them do a lot of work around that, which again, gives some of us some peace of mind for sure.
Well, the Supreme Court did that temporarily because there's a lawsuit. Do you think there's any wiggle room for ICWA in what's coming up with the Supreme Court, Zoe? Because, that's going to be a frightening time, and I know our state legislators have really reinforced ICWA here in Minnesota, but still, nationally.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess I do keep up a little more with national politics. I've been so local based lately, just because there is so much going on in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's actually an update on the, speaking of local stuff, there's an update on the Demolish the Demo project, or the roof depot station. So they actually, and it's good news. I'm trying to pull it up right now. It's just so we can, I can word it right, but I can also talk about it in the next section if I don't find it in time.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm pretty sure. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Robert. Do you know about this?
Yeah, we're going to have Rachel on Monday, I do believe. And one of the things that's exciting is that they're going to be selling that property, is what I heard. And yes, that's what excites us, as long as we have some do-re-mi to buy that and turn it into what the community wants. That's sounding exciting, and there's room for that, and room for some kind of a nice place there, mm-hmm. as opposed to an exhaust-filled ruckus of nasty stuff. So, hey, we have State Senator Mary Kunish on next, Wendy.
Awesome.
And stay with us. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
A lot has changed since 2020. Metro Transit wants to hear from you to help build a network that best serves the Metro's needs for the next 5 years. Help us grow the right way as more resources, like more drivers, become available. Learn more, fill out an online survey, and find out about upcoming meetings in your neighborhood at metrotransit.org/network-now. metrotransit.org/network-now.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Yes, they do, and yes, we do. Hey, we have State Senator Mary Kunish on, and Mary, we missed you, but we understand you're working for the people, and I appreciate you being on, and I see you're in your office, so wow, I really appreciate you being on.
Hi, everyone. It's good to see you. I am here in my office on a Friday night. We just finished on the floor passing three really important pieces of legislation. And I have my big omnibus bill, my big education omnibus bill up on Monday. So I just finished going over some things with my assistant and with my committee administrator, so that we're ready for Monday. And then I'm going to go home. I have my twin brother is visiting from California, so I'm going to spend the evening hanging out with him.
Wow, that's great, and really appreciate you coming on. We've missed you last week, but a lot of things happening. We just saw that the Senate passed today the Okay, it's a conversion therapy ban, and that's huge. One of the many things that you guys are doing down there. Any comment on that bill?
Absolutely. This is a bill that Senator Dibble authored and is the champion of. He was the senator that passed gay marriage, you know, how many years ago? Was it 10 years, 11 or 12 years ago? And so he has not stopped championing the, you know, gay rights and making sure that everybody has an opportunity to live the life that they choose, to be the people that they are. And part of that is, especially for our youth, is the conversion therapy, you know, the force, like, make it change, you know, pray it away. It's all in your head. You're confused. And we heard that kind of language on the floor. You know, they're just confused. And so we heard from a number of kids over the years just how much, you know, how harmful that is, the conversion therapy is. It's not based on medicine. It's not evidence-based at all. And so Senator Dibble led us on the floor through a very emotional session. But at the end of the day, we were able to pass it, and Minnesota is now a state that does not allow for conversion therapy, especially for our kids.
Wow, that's great.
I love that. And you know what? The kids I've read that go through this conversion therapy have a very high suicide rate.
Yep. And it's not just the kids, it's vulnerable adults as well. And this bill, in the bill, it states that any attempt to provide conversion therapy to a minor or vulnerable adult by MPs or Ps, I suppose, psychologists, will be considered unprofessional conduct, which may subject them to disciplinary action by the Licensed Board of Mental Health practitioners and professionals. And we heard a lot about, you know, the religious reasons as well, for the need for this. So it's great that we got this one passed. We also heard Senator Morrison's bill, Senate file 165. It's also known as the Reproductive Freedom Defense Act. And the Minnesota law known as the Health Records Act requires consent or specific authorization in law in order for patients' health records to be released. And so this is all about making sure that we have the rights to the medical things that we need. So since overturning Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey in June of 22, access to abortion is now controlled by the states. As of April 21st, 18 states have abortion bans or extreme restrictions, and 8 states have abortion bans blocked by courts. So what this this bill aims to do is to make sure that we are able to access abortion, and we are a sanctuary for that. Mm-hmm. And so this one was really super, super, super important. Just trying to find.
Well, Mary, before you go on, really, we had a lot of fun at your last one of your hearings that I got to testify. It was great sitting next to you, and that was fun. And it was a little weird at times, but we put some tobacco out for you every day because you said that was a light show compared to some of the stuff you deal with.
Right. We were in the hearing to ban recreational wolf hunting. Wolf are on the endangered species from the federal level, and that's still the case. And Senator Weisenberg from up north asked you like a really weird question. Like you were talking about it, the wolves being endangered, and then he came up with, so would you say that, you know, I would connect that to abortion. Babies are, you know, abortion and protected species, basically. And what did you say?
I said, well, he said, when I think of saving the wolves, I think of saving babies. So you must be against abortion.
That's what pops into my mind. That's what he said.
And then I said, what pops into my mind is when you're talking about guns and killing stuff is school shootings. You know, I just couldn't hold back. Sorry about that.
No. That was perfect. Absolutely perfect. So that's what you know, the kind of stuff that we hear here at the Capitol. And apparently there is this whole movement across the nation to connect wolf hunting or banning wolves, recognizing wolves as protected species. They're using that premise to push back against abortion, saying unborn children are a protected species or endangered species, therefore they should have those federal protections. And that has been, there's been legislation like that in the nation. And so I didn't know what he was talking about, and I had to go back and figure out what it was.
Well, I was watching this, and I don't want to get deep into this, but I was watching this, and I was one of the sixth or seventh people to testify. And he was asking people if they were biologists. They were. He was very. He wouldn't ask a question, Wendy. He would make it like a 3-minute statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was ridiculous. Yeah. Honestly, he really was.
Yeah.
So bless you, Mary, for dealing with that on a daily.
It just
basis.
Really makes me think about the people who vote someone like him in. Like, what is there?
Do they know? Or
do they know think that
the
he's
same
doing?
Way?
I'm going to say this on the air also. No. I read that he has been quoted calling 911 about a gay when they dress up. I can't think of the word right now. When they dress as women, shows.
Oh.
Drag queens.
Yes, he's called 911 about drag queen shows and
up north.
I don't know if they're up north or maybe in the cities while he's down here, and he sees them happening. You know, downtown Minneapolis has a couple of, you know, bars, the saloon, and a couple of other ones that have drag queen shows and things like that. He was quoted saying that he has called 911 on these shows. So.
Wow. And then one last thing, too, Mary, before we move on to what you want to talk about. I just want to say that it was funny how the other senator over there was talking about his family in the 1870s and that wolves were coming to attack them, but their house, they didn't have doors on. And I was really like going, well, put a door on your house. You know, it's just like, is this what they're grabbing at straws on a lot of time, on a lot of these things.
Well, I think the gentleman you're referring to is Senator Green, and Senator Green actually is an enrolled member of the, I think it's White Earth Nation. That's what they're talking. I don't know. Did the settlers not have doors on their houses and therefore had to protect themselves from the animals in the night that are looking for warmth and protection too? But are also a threat to them. So it's interesting. I served with Senator Green in the House, and I never really heard him talk about his Native ancestry or his connection to being a tribal member. It was mostly we Native women legislators that brought up the issues. I'm a Democrat. He's a Republican. So I don't know. You know, all those 4 years, and he never said a peep about it, of being a enrolled member. But
State Senator, you can just remember that Custer had scouts. I just wanted to say that.
Sorry about
interrupting you.
No, that's all right. So anyways, it's
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Still no abortion pill ruling from the Supreme Court. This is legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The Supreme Court is only ruling on whether to keep the status quo and allow the use and availability of the drug for the time being.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is a drug that's been around for more than 20 years, that's been used in more than 60 countries. It has been approved by the FDA, which is an evidence-based approval, and we should not forget that.
Charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin for that fatal movie set shooting, CBS's Steve Futterman.
Prosecutors say Baldwin isn't necessarily off the hook. It's possible charges against him could be refiled.
President Biden has announced a new White House Office of Environmental Justice.
We're going to coordinate. They will coordinate all our efforts across government to make sure we're delivering the greatest possible benefits to people's lives.
The announcement on the eve of tomorrow's Earth Day. CBS News Brief, I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Plans for a Microsoft data center on land intended for Mount Pleasant's Foxconn site are moving forward. On Tuesday, the Racine County Board of Supervisors approved the deal for the land sale. It remains unclear how many people will be employed there once work is completed, but if it happens, this will be the first major development in the industrial park since Foxconn began work in 2018 on what was supposed to be an LCD manufacturing plant employing 13,000 people. That never happened. Foxconn currently employs about 1,000. The deal requires Microsoft begin the first phase no later than July of 2026. Wisconsin's statewide tornado drill has been reset for today. Sirens will activate in many counties across the state at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. The drills are meant to familiarize you with what the sirens sound like so you know when to seek shelter during severe weather. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
A lot has changed since 2020. Metro Transit wants to hear from you to help build a network that best serves the Metro's needs for the next 5 years. Help us grow the right way as more resources, like more drivers, become available. Learn more, fill out an online survey, and find out about upcoming meetings in your neighborhood at metrotransit.org/network-now. metrotransit.org/network-now.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Chamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at chamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for rain and snow tonight with a low around 31, Saturday cloudy with a high near 42, and Sunday partly sunny with a high near 45. If you're craving barbecue, then don't drive too fast or you'll miss Scotcha Mama's Hot Barbecue, located at 3 West Diamond Lake Road in Minneapolis. Scotcha Mama's offers mouth-watering baby back ribs, grilled chicken, and half-pound pulled pork sandwiches. Find the winter hours and menu at scotchamamas.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
In Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish. What else do we got going? What we got cooking at the Capitol? You're muted.
You're muted.
Where's my muted cup?
We need a little.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
There I go. I was listening. Somebody sent me a clip from when I spoke on the House, on the Senate floor today. I was listening to that during the break. We have another week filled with more of our omnibus bills that we'll be hearing. I was telling you a little bit about the trans refuge bill, which, is so important because it really works to create that safe harbor for our transgender people, most importantly, our transgender kids and those that come to Minnesota for the protections. That was the last bill that we heard today. That was Senator Mayquaid's bill, and it was, if you are able to get back to look onto our Senate website here in Minnesota and go to the floor sessions, there's the recording there. And I think that the hours that we were on the floor, it's really an important opportunity to learn more about the work that we're doing, but it also gives you the opportunity to not only hear from our DFL members, but also from our Republican members. And before the break, Robert was talking about a hearing that he participated in and the response of one of the Republicans from that came up with kind of a goofy argument. But this bill was really, really, really important because it prohibits the law and the courts, court orders from other states that allow for the removal of a child from their parent or guardian because they allowed the child to receive gender-affirming care from being enforced in Minnesota. So basically, if you lived in another state that outlaws any kind of gender-affirming care, whether it's psychological or medical, mental health issues, if a parent brings their kid here to Minnesota because it's a safe, it's a sanctuary city now for transgender folks, that those states can't come after the kid and remove them. It's basically like kidnapping. It's like what the government, state, our national government did with the Native kids in the 60s scoop. Like, we know better than you're not taking good care of these kids, so we're going to take your kid, and it doesn't matter where you take them, we're going to come and get them. And I was thinking about that on the floor, and I hadn't quite processed that. I spoke about something else, about how our two-spirit folks, our queer folks in the past, you know, in our ancestors, you know, they were revered. They were looked at as something special because they carried, you know, both of the genders. Right. And it wasn't until those Europeans came and Christianity said, no, that's bad, that's evil, you need to be exorcised of it, you're just confused, you're heathens, you don't know what you're doing. But that's really what's happening here. And it took me a little while to process that connection. And I'm still, as you can tell, I'm still processing that because, you know, it was just so awful to think that another state could come and take your child if you move them here for the kind of life that where they can live and be healthy and get the kind of care that they want. And so now Minnesota is a sanctuary state, not just for our reproductive rights, but now for our trans rights. And right, we are an island in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of interesting. Our Republican counterparts are always saying, oh, the taxes are going to drive people out of Minnesota. Oh, the regulations and the mandates and the high this and the bad this and the that are going to make people leave Minnesota. Well, we've just taken care of that. We're going to have all our trans families, our trans folks coming to Minnesota, and we'll have the kind of Minnesota that really reflects you know, a quality of life and a recognition that we are individuals and that we have the right to be the people that we are, to love the people that we love, and not impose our, you know, religious ideologies, our religious dogma on others in this way. I just feel so bad for those other states that have no recourse because, you know, because they have a Republican majority.
Well, we talk about this a lot, State Senator, in that the Gen Zs are coming up close second and probably going to overrun the baby boomers in the big voting block, and they're watching this stuff. They don't care who loves who. They're just, you know, for the most part, they're the most liberal generation that's come about, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we will see some, I think we're going to, you know, we're going to go through some major upheavals here in Minnesota in a lot of different ways. But, you know, so fortunately, thank you, Allison. Thank you for sharing your story on the radio there. Allison says, as a trans woman who spent decades closeted, I'm so grateful that this bill was passed. It's so important for our trans youth. And Robert, you were a teacher. I was a teacher. We had kids that were beginning to just figure out who they are and how they identify. And I know I was, you know, kind of hypervigilant looking for those kids that really needed a safe place to be. I was in the library as a library media specialist. Alice Bowron says, my daughter now will have a trans couple fleeing the horrific laws in Missouri, now living with her in her home in North Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we're going to see that that mass migration to the north again, like Senator Kupik, or is it Senator Kupik or Senator Swadzinski said, you know, like the black slaves, when they escaped the imprisonment, slavery, it was follow the North Star. Right. And so I have a feeling that we will have many, many people following the North Star to this state, and I welcome them with wide open arms, I for one.
Right, and we are excited, and not only to raise the tax, get the tax base with more people paying taxes, but more Democrats.
Yep. Yeah, so those are the kind of things we're dealing with here in Minnesota. And, you know, I just feel really fortunate and relieved to be here in this place in this time. The other night we had the legacy hearing, and then we had the environment and energy. And in that bill was the return of the Upper Sioux State Park to the Upper Sioux community. And there's a senator, Republican senator, that's not happy about that. And he quizzed me about it. But, you know, there are people all over the state that love to send me stuff. And somebody sent me the audio file from that meeting. So I was able to hear the community stand up and speak in favor of it. And it wasn't Native Americans that were saying, yes, we should do that. There were a number of them. And in that audio file, there were at least 15 people speaking. And of those 15, 12 of them said, yes, we should do this. You know, are we almost done here?
Yeah, we got 30 seconds. Oh, 1 minute. Okay.
I made a mistake.
So Wendy made a mistake. I'm going to bring
that
you
in. We do, and Wofula Tonka.
Well, and State Senator, thank you so much for the hard work you do. And really, these updates are so, so important. Mm-hmm. People talk about it all the time. And as you can see, you have a lot of fans on here, and we're a big fan. So, Mary, thank you so much for being on. It means so much to us and to the people that listen to Native Roots Radio.
Thank you.
Hey, we'll be right back, Wendy, you know, with the sacred animal section.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. Thanks, State Senator.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
And 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected.
Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf.
Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy.
As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired.
Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
No one should have to choose between a paycheck and their health. Whether it's for a new baby, an unexpected illness, or an aging parent, Minnesotans deserve time to care for themselves and their families. That's why Minnesota Democrats are fighting for all working people to have paid family and medical leave. The time is now. Contact your legislator and tell them to pass paid family and medical leave for Minnesota. Learn more at paidleavemn.org. That's paidleavemn.org, paid for by the Minnesota AFL-CIO.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line light rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Good one, Zoe. Hey, I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy's been an animal advocate for many, many years, and I can't wait to hear what you got going tonight. Also, maybe give our listening audience a little update on our squirrels.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure to do that.
And it was you were named in the Ho-Chunk, the people, the sacred voice, that was your name given to you.
I love that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so we're going to give an update about the squirrel situation. If you were listening in, we were having a neighbor here, not the next door neighbor right next to us, but a house next to that one. It was having squirrels trapped by a company to get rid of them. And we witnessed squirrels entering the trap, being trapped, and then dying a slow death. So Robert and I had witnessed that, and we really got upset about it. Robert went over and talked to the neighbor. Mm-hmm. I went over and kind of harassed the technician with the dead squirrel. I've made phone calls to the company, and we don't see any traps there for the last 2 days. Now, we don't know if the problem is solved and the hole in the roof or wherever that was is sealed up and there's no more squirrels going in. We don't know if their traps are up there. They just moved them out of our view. We don't know that. I'm going to give them a call on Monday to see and see if they would give me any information if the project has ended or not. But, you know, we really just talked about how inhumane that is. And that if you look up or Google relocating squirrels, there's article after article after article stating how it is inhumane. Because 97% of squirrels that are relocated, even with the best intentions, die shortly after because of food supply, territory, you know, room in the trees. Usually there's only one or two squirrels to a tree. So the squirrels don't have any time to go figure things out where they are. And by the time they do, they starve and they die. Wow. So, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We encourage people who have a critter problem in their house to, you know, make lots of noise in the house, leave a radio on in that particular room that's really loud. The animals aren't going to stay there if there's a lot of disturbance and noise, you know, bang on the walls.
If they play rap music, I think that would
Definitely play some rap music. They'll definitely leave. I know I would. Rap music, I'd be gone. But, yeah.
We were down at the river today, too, Wen, and my goodness.
Mississippi River in St. Paul, and it's really very high. The highest I've ever seen it. I've been here for 23 years.
Fast moving.
I have seen floods. Right. I wonder how Stillwater's doing in the St. Croix, because they did have those big man-made dikes came in, and they put sand and all that, but I wonder how that's going. Maybe tomorrow we'll take a ride down there just to check it out.
Right on.
Yeah. So I have a little bit of an update on Murphy. I was talking about Murphy, who's the eagle.
Yeah.
So Murphy lives at the World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis, Missouri. He's been there most of his life. He is can't fly. So he's had some type of injury and he can't fly, and he spent most of his life there. And he's never had a mate, which is kind of sad. But this year, the spring season kind of got him his juices going, and he found a rock which he thought was an egg, and he was very nurturing to this rock and incubating the rock. So he built like a makeshift nest, and he put the rock in there, and he was sitting on the rock and incubating it and turning it and just really, you know, protecting it against the other eagles that are there. So it was really kind of cute and sad at the same time. But what happened was another a bird's nest, an eagle's nest, was destroyed, and an eaglet was found. They were figuring, well, let's see if this will work. We're going to bring the eaglet to Murphy and see if Murphy will take to him. So they kind of did it really slow to make sure that, you know, Murphy wasn't going to bite his head off. And they are bonding, and they're doing really great. So I have a little bit of an update here. This is from World Bird Sanctuary in St. Louis, Missouri, and you could go on their site and check it out. They have tons of pictures of Murphy and the eaglet, which is adorable. And this is what they wrote from today. Our eaglet is growing fast, as eaglets do. In the wild, they need to grow up, fledge, learn how to fly, and learn how to find food all before the winter sets in. Yeah. So they have the short summer to do that. Contrary to popular belief, parent eagles, and I didn't know this, listen to this, parent eagles do not teach eaglets how to fly or how to hunt. In fact, bald eagles will always scavenge before expending the energy to actually hunt. They will always take the easy route. So they'll find roadkill. They'll find already another dead animal that somebody else killed before they have to hunt.
Whoa, when they're older, we know better than that. We've seen the squirrel getting taken up by an eagle right on the street.
We saw that with our very own eyes. I was horrified. That is like in my mind for the rest of my life.
Right in urban St. Paul.
Yeah, right on Creighton Avenue.
In Cleveland.
Avenue in St. Paul. Yeah, Robert and I are strolling down the street with our dogs. And I see this eagle like as high.
Flying low.
Like as high as a lamppost, like one of those light posts.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, Robert, look at that eagle. It's so close. All of a sudden, it comes down, picks up a squirrel.
Turns around
and flies away with the squirrel.
Flies right back at us.
The poor squirrel. You could see it like...
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Okay.
So here we go. So this is what the sanctuary is saying. If you live near an area that ever has a high concentration of bald eagles at any point in the year, like we have here in the Mississippi at the locks and dams in January, you have seen eagles... getting the food from each other, right, and fighting for the food. One fish can change talons more than 6 times before the winter finally eats it. I don't know what that means. One fish can change talons more than 6 times before a winner finally eats it. So I guess they're fighting over the fish. Okay, so when it comes to flying, the parent eagles will coax the fledglings away from the nest, but from there on, it's all them. It's up to the fledgling. Gathering up the courage to take the first flight is probably difficult, but what's more difficult is learning to land. Landing takes a lot more control and accuracy and requires a lot of practice. So when it comes time, what they're going to do there, since Murphy can't fly, what they do is they put up these little hops, little things, so that they'll put the eaglet on a little bit of higher wood and a little bit higher and a little bit higher until it gets up to 200 feet. And then what they're going to do is encourage him to fly off into the wilderness. It's going to be something to see.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll keep up and with posts, and I'll let you know.
We love the eagles. Yes. I see eagles. I see eagles when they're not even eagles. I go, is that an eagle? And then, wow, it's
yeah, because they don't get their white head till they're 5 years old.
Right.
Yeah, so they're kind of like a black or brown color. So they don't look like eagles, but we recognize them now.
Hey, want to thank Zoe, State Senator Mary Kunish, and of course, my lovely wife, Wendy. If you're listening to the show, you're a part of the resistance. We're still here. We are the 7th generation.
Free Leonard Pelt.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation. All in two, Gingras Thompson and Walks.
Lawyers. GTWLawyers.com.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.